Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. It's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another great radio show. It is November 13th, and if you're in Texas, you know from the summertime I told you it was like 108. Well, it's actually 31 degrees here. So we're all over the place here. You're listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show, and if you want to call in, I'll be doing this number again later, but if you want to call in and get on the air to ask your questions, you're going to want to call 646-716-9663. As always, I like to start the show by giving out the websites and doing a little bit of an introduction. Brigitte is going to be channeling for us, and you can find out more about her, her work, her retreats, all the great work she does remotely and in person by going to her website at lightbridge101.com. The music that you heard, and I'm going to kind of give you a little surprise today in a few minutes. The music you heard is done by Mike. It actually is done as channeled. That means he actually channels the music and plays it. And the music you heard for the introduction and a lot of all the music you're going to hear this evening is all channeled by Mike. His music is available for download at his website, and his website is mikesnydercc.com. Now, if you missed any of that, the links are actually on your radio console. Also, if you go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com, you will see the links there also. My name's Mark. Of course, I'll be the one that's taking your names and everything from the switchboard. This evening, of course, like for every show, I'll be doing the Diksha blessing. And the surprise I have for everybody this evening is if you caught any of the music that I was playing, if you showed up in the first couple minutes of the radio show before we went live, you heard a little bit of a bit over the last 3 months of some music that Mike put together for my birthday back in February. Well, Mike's been in the studio, and he's been cutting down that original channeled music that was created for me, and it's actually going to be played in two different parts this evening called Mark the Divine Part 1 and Part 2. And I'm really excited to share some of that birthday music that was created for me. We'll be very interested to hear from all of you as far as how it feels. Of course, I'll be doing the Diksha blessing during the first one. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and hand the show over to Brigitte.
Thank you, Mark. Welcome, everyone, to the Saint Germain Radio Show. And yes, it's really exciting that we have some new music from Mike that you're going to be listening to. And also that you get an experience through really feeling that this music was dedicated to Mark. And so you get a little bit from both. You get Mike's energy when he channels, and you also get the dedication to Mark. So you're also going to feel Mark's beautiful essence of love and light infused into the music. So that's always very exciting, very beautiful. So I'm really glad that we can facilitate this today for all of you. And we had we just had the 11/11 gateway on Sunday, which, hey, it's all about consciousness expansion. And I feel that this time it's really not so much about me doing the talking, but the masters doing the talking. So before we do the opening piece, the first Mark of the Divine, part one, I'm actually going to bring Saint Germain already through just for a short moment to address a few things about these times, about this year, and then he will lead you into the first piece of music that is going to be the heart activation for you. And it is also going to be the time where you will receive Mark's Diksha blessing and get infused by this beautiful illuminated light and divine essence that is helping you to connect more deeply with your divine I'm presence and to help you just stay focused on your own unique path of enlightenment and not allow yourself to get sidetracked. So just be aware that Saint Germain knows of these times that are deeply transformative for everyone. And because of that, he has dedicated this monthly radio show to support you in your transformational process, to support everyone in giving you guidance, energy activations, healing. Sometimes angels come through, so it is possible that later on he's going to introduce an angel an archangel that will take part in tonight's radio event. So who knows? And if you listen to the recording, it doesn't make any difference. It will be just like listening live. You will receive all the healing, all the energies, everything that will be provided to you will be given at that moment that you listen to the radio show. And sometimes you might even want to listen to it again just to receive a further download of the healing energy and the support that the masters and the angels have for you. So with that, I'm going to step back for a moment, and Saint Germain is already right here, so the switch will be very, very quickly, and I will just let him do the introduction that usually I do, and then we will play the first Mark of the Divine piece. Greetings, my beloved children of the light. These are truly momentous times. In so many ways does transformation take place on the deepest level of your existence. This touches you personally, but this also touches everyone globally. Whenever a new consciousness is coming into existence, there is much controversy taking place, much purging, much chaos. There is so much of an intensity that many of you who are sensitive to these changes are feeling. And sometimes you might get a little nervous. You might think that you're sick. You might think that you've been attacked by a bacteria or virus or something like that. But there's something much deeper occurring. Something where temporarily you might feel out of balance, where your equilibrium is affected, where you feel like the ground has been pulled from underneath your feet. But all of this is part of the integration that is taking place because you are truly expanding your consciousness. You are truly opening up further to your divine presence. And you're not doing that just for your own self. You're doing this on behalf of humanity, on behalf of Gaia. That is what you agreed to do. That is why you're incarnated on Earth in this very special time period of change and why you've agreed to help me. All of you are part of my team. All of you work with the Violet Flame. All of you work with the power of love and light to bring about change and awakening. And we, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, are deeply grateful for your willingness to continue on this chosen path. We know that there are times where you want to give up. We know there are times that you rather want to go back into the ignorance that you might have felt in your earlier years. But as you know, you are beyond any point of return. There is no turning back anymore. There is only moving forward. And the more you can let go of control, and the more you can trust the divine self that is overlighting you, that is working with you and through you to guide you along your path, the easier and more effortless it will be. But have no doubt, these are truly times to let go, times to shed layers and layers of the old belief systems, layers of your old self, layers of the old stories that have defined you for so long. You are the authors of a very new script, of a new story, of a new way to express the divine in human form. So be ready to put on a new robe of illumination as you enter the winter months. Don't be afraid. This truly is a magnificent time of awakening for every single one of you. There are many miracles awaiting you. Keep your heart open, keep your mind open, and stay as best as you can in the present moment, in the here and now. If you let your mind run too far into the future, be reminded that in these times that all of you live in, the future truly is uncertain. Every moment you make a different choice. It's a moment where you recreate the future. Every moment where you hang too much onto the past is a moment where you slow down your accelerated path, and it will create friction and discomfort. So let go, be free and footloose, and celebrate the moment. We are now going to play the first piece of the Mark of the Divine, Part 1. And I invite all of you, as we are playing this piece of music, as you are receiving the Diksha from Mark, we want you to truly open yourself up. Close your eyes. Open up your hands, palms up. Sit in a comfortable position. Feel yourself in alignment with your Divine I Am Presence. And during this time, feel how there is a beautiful ray of love coming all the way from the universal heart center, all the way down through the doorway of the galactic heart into the sun, into your heart. And just breathe that love in. Let it fill you up. Let it fill every cell of your body up. And afterwards, when I reconnect with you, just listen with your heart. Don't listen with your mind, because this is a time of consciousness expansion. Mark and Mike, go ahead. I'll ask everyone to take a deep breath and just let that ray of love settle within every cell of your body. As I started off saying, these are truly momentous times. And you are connected to nature. So take a look around. The trees are losing their leaves. You are preparing for the winter months. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, what does that mean to you? Often there's fear that comes up for many of you light workers by the idea that you're stepping into the winter months. Because the colors of spring and summer so much support the love and the light and the joy within your heart. So now entering the winter months means looking for that light, that love, that color within your own self. But for that to happen, you must free yourself from the old. You must be willing to walk across the threshold into a new beginning of existence by leaving everything behind, by letting go of all of your leaves, yourself. When you look at a tree does not hang on to any leaf out of fear that next year there won't be any new leaves coming in the spring. That tree is willing to trust and truly let go of everything in the knowing that these months, these winter months, are a time of resting, a time of going within, a time of giving birth to a new light, to a new seed of light. And so the winter months are not the enemy. They are not there limiting you, to punish you, to keep you inside, to keep you cold. On the contrary, it is asking you to find new ways, different ways, to keep yourself warm. It is asking you sometimes to spend more time not being as active, to silence yourself and to listen to your heart. So take a look at your own life right now. Everything that you carry with you, everything that you attach yourself to, whether it is to a life situation, whether it is to a home, whether it is to a work situation, whatever it is, whatever outcome you've invested yourself into, are you willing to let it go right now? Just like a tree, are you willing to let go of all the leaves in the knowing that this is a necessary process to bring in your new coat, your new robe of colors, your new form of existence? And often it is not so much that it happens exactly like that in the outer, but it's more of an inner commitment, an inner willingness to be empty, to be nothing. And by being empty and by being nothing and by being willing to let go of all attachments, something very magical can happen. You can hear and feel your true self talking to you, being in communion with you. And so we are ending this year even with Mercury going retrograde, reinforcing the need for inner communication. And so be very much aware that there's a sacredness in all of this. And that is what you're being asked to give birth to. The sacredness of every aspect of your life. Of the in-breath and the out-breath. The light as well as the darkness. The love as well as fear. Everything has its place. And the fear often becomes uncomfortable because you attach a story to it. At the core, it is simply an energy. It is simply a feeling. And it doesn't harm you. It will only harm you when you invest yourself into it, when you make it grow by giving it power and feeding all of your thoughts into the fear. The idea of the transformation that is occurring on Earth right now is about balance. It is about the willingness to bring the light and the darkness in balance, to bring the love and the fear in balance, to bring the joy and the despair in balance, to bring heaven and earth in balance, to be that illuminated, equal-armed cross that I so often use as a symbol for harmony and for transformation, because it is through the willingness to be that illuminated, equal-armed cross with your heart at the center that you can shift from one consciousness level to the next. And have no doubt, all of you are the ones who are treading the path before the masses. You are the ones who are opening doors that others have been afraid of opening. All of you are living stargates, bringing through beautiful galactic energy that is needed at this time here on Earth for the awakening process. You witness a country divided, and often that brings a form of despair to your own self, wanting to bring peace and harmony to a wound that seems to be ripped open within the soul of this country, as well as many other countries. But it is a necessary wound that needs to open for the pus to flow out, for the healing to take place, and for the division to come together and merge in sacred union. This integration is an integration that not only happens on a global level, it happens within you too, over and over and over again. And for that to happen, there is the necessity to maintain the connection to the cosmic heart of this universe, to feel this higher love, not separate from you, but part of you. And some of you so desperately want a relationship. Some of you so desperately want to have the confirmation in the outer that love is real, that you are worthy of being loved. But if you only allowed that love to deepen in your alignment with Source, in your alignment with your God Self, then you will witness the outer changing accordingly. All of what you're going through is just another test in letting go of control. 2018 equals 11 when you add up the numbers. It holds the vibration of a master number. 1-1. You facing your own self. And so if you feel that towards the end of this year it is getting a little bit more uncomfortable, it is only because you have not been willing to truly stand face to face with your own self. Because what that means is when you stand face to face with your own self, is for you to love and accept all of you, not just part of you. Yes, there might be those aspects that you feel are not enlightened, human, out of balance, in discord. But it is those unique aspects of you that make you who you are, that make you the unique expression of the divine here on earth at this time. So forgive yourself for not always being strong. Forgive yourself for not always having the answer. Forgive yourself for maybe having a wrinkle here or a little bit of a fat area somewhere else. It is okay. It is part of your divine gift for Earth. Your uniqueness, your imperfection is in truth the greatest divine gift you have to offer. It is through adversity that you give birth to a leadership role and a strength that otherwise you wouldn't be able to do. You are all meant to be leaders. You're all meant to acknowledge that your choices are not only about you, but about so much more, as they create waves of transformation. Now, I know that might scare some of you, the responsibility of your choices and your words and your actions having so much of an effect on the global consciousness. But that, again, is only your ego talking, because it is not you alone that have that effect on everything around you. It is your divine I Am presence through you that speaks through you, that aligns itself with you and touches and connects through you with the outer realm. It is that reinforcement that creates the most powerful and beautiful waves of awakening and transformation. So take a moment now and look at your life again. And take a few deep breaths and be willing to let it all go. Be willing to stand empty without anything but your own true self. Step forward in the knowing that the 1111 gateway is not just one day. It is a portal that is opening within you further and further to remind you that your consciousness is expanding. And the only way your consciousness can expand is by your willingness to die to the old. Death has many forms and ways. Death is not always physical. It can be the death of old patterns, old belief systems, an old way of living. Death is the part that is necessary to take place for you to be reborn again. So allow a part of you to go. You can mourn it if you want to, but the truth is you are so very, very ready for a whole new experience of self. And so as you let go, as you're willing to step into the darkness of the winter months, as you move into the colder days, where the trees and the bushes are without leaves, there's a crispness in the air. There is a clarity, especially when the snow falls. A silence and a light when the moon hits that snow, or when the sun hits that snow. It is that brilliance, that light that is being strengthened and awakened within you. So be willing to shed, be willing to let go, in the knowing that out of the darkness a new light is born. And envision now in front of you a path opening up, a path through the darkness, a path of light that is pulling you forward. All you can take with you is you, your own self. No friend, no partner, no nothing, just you and your own self. Tread on this path of light. And with every step, feel how you further release that what no longer serves you. And also feel within every step the stargate that is within your heart, opening further and further, bringing the brilliance of the stars in heaven into you and through you out into your surrounding. And the sparkling lights you see in the snow is a reflection of the starlight that is also within you. And so as you walk along the path of illumination, you even leave your humanness behind. You yourself become a pure light being. There is no difference between you and the path of light anymore. You are the illuminated path. You are the path of light that others then can tread on as well. So let yourself flow from form into formlessness to raise up beyond this earth and to become a star yourself, because that is who you are, a star, bright, shining with many different colors, shining down upon the earth as a beacon of love and hope. And expand your consciousness a little further, and you can feel how all the stars are being drawn together into a sun that is more radiant than any of the other stars. A sun that is beyond the sun of the solar system. It is a sun that symbolizes the gateway into absolute oneness, into the experience of your true God self. And as you come closer and closer, there's a choir of angels awaiting you. Angels of love, angels of light, angels of power. They are waiting for you. And they are there to take you into the experience of the womb of all oneness. So that when you feel despair during the winter months, that you remember that you're nurtured through all that is, through the Great Spirit within all that is, that you're never disconnected, that in this womb there are many angels ministering to you, to your well-being, to ensure that you're always provided for. So enter this womb now. Let the angels minister while you merge into oneness of all that is, while you truly become one with the Great Spirit that is within everything. Feel yourself too becoming part of all that is. And yet, even so you merge, you can still feel the presence of the angels ministering to you. And while you are in the space of the womb, I ask you, Mark, to play the Mark of the Divine, Part 2, and to also do a Diksha blessing on everyone, if you don't mind. So as you feel the womb around you of oneness, just allow yourself to be moved into your rightful place. So often do we see you working so hard to give birth to something, even so it's not time yet. There's a time for everything. There are so many variables that decide when you can give birth to a new consciousness, when you can wear the new robes and the new colors of the unique new expression of the divine you choose to be. So allow yourself to relax. You're working way too hard to bring into manifestation this higher consciousness. And you forget sometimes to simply play and to laugh and to relax and to allow yourself to also enjoy the journey. This is not just about reaching the end goal. It is also about moment to moment experiencing the unique path of enlightenment, and by doing so assisting others to do the same. So when the time is right, without you even having to push or to work hard on it, the angels that are ministering to you are going to gently guide you out of the womb through the birthing canal into the new form of existence. You might say to us that the birthing is painful, that it feels tight and uncomfortable. But the truth is, it is only tight and uncomfortable because you're pushing so hard, because you are impatient and you want to get from here to there as quickly as possible. We're here to tell you it is not a race. There are so many aspects of you that are working on a deeper level without you even knowing it. Your job is to have trust and faith, and to allow everything to open up and to evolve according to your divine plan, according to your blueprint, according to the sacred coding that is within your DNA and that is opening up every day of your life a little further. So don't force more light into you when your physical body can't handle it. Pace yourself. Acknowledge the cycles of life. Just like there's day and night, there are times to sleep and times to be active, so it is with everything else. Pace yourself and let the angels guide you into the new experience of self. And so feel now the angels taking you out of the experience of all oneness back into your individuated self. And for a moment you might feel like you lost something. But when you really go within, even as an individuated self, you can feel that the connection to all that is has never been broken. It is always there, always supporting you, always loving you, always cheering you on, even when you can't cheer yourself on. Often you're simply too busy, or you're allowing your mind to be too loud for you to hear spirit cheering you on. But that doesn't diminish the fact that it is cheering you on. So take another deep breath and allow yourself to be gently guided out of the womb. And as you feel yourself becoming more of who you are, more of your form that you're familiar with, more of your humanness that you're familiar with, notice that the angels are giving you a new robe. This robe has new colors. It has sacred symbols woven into the robe, symbols of empowerment, symbols that are creating a mold form for you to bring into existence. And so feel the power of this rope. Feel how your own self is resonating with these symbols of light, with these symbols of empowerment, with these symbols of manifestation. And acknowledge that it's time for you to open up a little more, to allow yourself to become a little bit more vulnerable in the knowing that as you surrender, you also allow a greater part of you, your divine I Am presence, to come in. And so take a deep breath and feel right now, even though you stepped out as an individuated self, feel your divine I Am presence descending and fully overlighting you. Just like a glove on a hand, feel your divine I Am presence truly being one with you. There is a peace in the sacred union. And as you feel that, the transformational process continues and deepens even further within every cell of your body. And so together you reach down and you reach your physical self that you left behind. And you bring yourself into alignment and re-enter your physical body. You can feel when it takes place. Your heart might beat a little bit more. There might be chills. There might be some physical reaction to the interconnecting of your light body self with your human physical self. But allow yourself to sit for a moment in this alignment and feel again your heart being the key doorway through which the cosmic Christ love comes through, through which the universal love comes through, through which the Buddhic love comes through. And feel your heart in alignment once again with the heart of the solar system, which is the sun, with the heart of this galaxy, which is the great central sun of this galaxy, the heart of this universe. This alignment is always in place for you. And while you feel it settling within your physical self, you can feel that you've released layers and layers of the past. And so simply sit for a moment in this alignment. While you, Mark, can you please play the fifth ray healing piece that is about 2 minutes long? Or we are simply sitting in silence, letting the integration take place like that, which is fine too. These are the moments where we truly allow everything to unfold, letting go of control. And so I ask you to hold on to this heart connection, especially in the next few weeks and months. There are so many that are in fear. There's so much anger that is coming to the surface, so much frustration. There are fires roaring. There are weather conditions that are creating discomfort and fear. But it is you, through your alignment with the cosmic heart of this universe, that truly makes a difference. You are the power of transformation. It is this love that is needed right now to integrate the opposing forces into a sacred union towards oneness. Integration can happen two ways, either through aggression or through love. And your job is to make it an integration through love. Rest assured that we will work with you and through you ceaselessly to help in these momentous times of awakening. Don't ever feel that you don't know enough. Don't ever feel like you're not prepared enough. Don't ever feel like you have to learn more. The time is now to simply be the voice of the divine that you're meant to be. This can be through singing, through music, through speaking, through dancing, through simply being you. Don't limit yourself. Every moment, you're willing to get out of bed. You're willing to step out into the world and face it. You make a difference. I know sometimes it would be easier to just put the blanket back over your head, but this truly is not the time to do so. Be out there. Allow yourself to be seen. Allow yourself to intermingle with the collective. And often it is simply your presence that makes a difference. The presence that brings peace where before there was discord. The presence that brings about love and before there were disagreements. There's a time of thanksgiving coming. Ask yourself what you feel you should be most grateful for. Gratitude is a powerful, powerful tool to bring the divine into you and to bring more of an abundance to you and through you out into the world. As you receive, you can also give. As you give, you also must make sure that you receive. All in balance, give and take, action and non-action, sleep and moving about. You are truly all powerful channels of the violet flame. Now that I'm deeply filled with gratitude to work with every single one of you, and my gratitude, I will express at Thanksgiving too. Thankful for every one of you who are willing to be on earth, anchoring the love and light the way you do at this time. Blessings to all of you at this time of continued awakening. While we now can take callers, Mark, why don't we give it just a short moment to truly settle this in the energy. If there's another shorter piece you can play, a 3-minute piece, that would be great, Mark, and then we'll move over to the callers.
Okay, for anybody who'd like to call in, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And if you're currently in the call queue, please make sure to press 1 on your phone dial pad. Let's go ahead and play some music while I take some callers. ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. Marilyn, you're on first.
Thank you, Mark. Hi, St. Germain.
Greetings,
my
dear.
In my new consciousness and awareness, I've really felt an energetic shift, and I am more open than ever before to this flow of love and abundance that I am. And one of the things that I've been focusing on is my home, and I've been asking for guidance and clarity about whether or not this is time for me to sell or to move or to refinance or to what, you know, if this is part of the shift and if I'm being guided in a way with regards to my home. So I just wondered if you might help me to sort through this question that I have.
The fact that you asked the question and don't have an answer for it yet shows you that the time is simply not there yet. That being said, it is a time of releasing. So it is naturally for you now to go through your home and to decide what it is you want to keep and let go of. And then eventually what will open up for you is also the releasing of the home and finding a new home. So this is all part of a deep inner process that is also seeking its reflection in the outer. You've changed so much within yourself that the outer now needs to change too. And so focus right now on one room at a time and see if there's anything that you want to release. You want to let go of, you want to pack up, you want to give away or sell or however feels right to you, and start moving the energy. It might not even be so much necessarily that you want to get rid of anything right away. It might be just a matter of starting to move things around. But there is a dynamic right now that you're feeling of movement. And so your natural reaction, because you are a person of action, is to take it to the highest level, which would be selling your house. Now, take your time. Go within and let this be as much an inner journey as it is an outer journey of releasing and letting go.
Okay. Okay. And in that, on that inner journey, going through maybe the emotional relief or attachment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is very much part of it. It is your willingness to let go of the stories that are still attached to some of the things that you hold close to you in the house. And so with the releasing of the story, there is always a sadness, a mourning, and what we very often talk about, that sense of unfulfilled potential that brings up the sorrow of what could have been but never was able to come into manifestation. But let that go with love too, because even so it might not have come into manifestation, other things therefore have. And so don't judge it, but allow it the space to go through the emotional releasing at the same time and to allow yourself to mourn where mourning is needed.
Yeah, thank you. I have a sense that on the other side there is an opening to even more love.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, St. Germain.
It is simply like getting dressed in the morning. You're not putting on the same clothes as the day before. You're putting new clothes on. So what you're feeling is that it is time to get up and put some new clothes on. And in due time, you will.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your support and guidance.
You're very welcome. My love is with you always.
Okay. Helena, you're on.
Thank you. Hi, St. Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
Well, I'd love to message from you, but I have a pretty mundane question, and oddly enough, it's about where I live. I've wanted to leave here for so long, and the circumstances, I never seem able to. And now I'm here, and I have a roommate who's helping to pay the rent, and I'm not even keen on having that person here. I get kind of crazy. I don't like their energy. So what's going on?
It is not time for you to move yet. There is an inner process that you're completing. And take a look at what is driving you crazy, as you so beautifully described. Because what it is showing you is something that you're not really happy with your own self. And that part is for you to make peace with so that you can move on. So take a good look at what it is that you're witnessing and how you truly fear underneath all of your mind chatter. There's a lot of mind chatter that is trying to tell you different things, A, B, and C. But that's not what's really going on. What's going on is something deeper. It has something to do with control and letting go of control. It has something to do with allowance versus steering the ship yourself. And so you are surrendering to another level, to another degree, to the divine, to take over and to guide and direct you. And often what you're going to notice is that what at first might not be visible as a blessing, when you wait a little longer, there is a purpose for what is taking place. So just allow the purpose to show itself without forcing something that simply isn't there yet.
Okay. And in going into the womb, it was pretty wonderful. I kind of met my real family there. And
They
were so lovely. They were all with me.
And they're always with you. Keep that heart connection in place. And that is what will help you through the transformation you're going through now, my dear.
Okay, and is there anyone in the divine in particular along with you that I should be calling on?
Just Archangel Raphael at this time.
Thank you so much.
Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so.
Thank you.
All right, Eve, you're on.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening,
Saint-Germain.
Lydia.
Thank you for taking my call. I feel so wonderful after that last that trip we went on. My question is, I have been going to healers lately. I have cancer, and I've gotten excited about the journey I'm on, and this kind of relates to what you were talking about, clearing out.
Yes.
Things we don't that are not serving us, and
yes.
The healer I went to did some hands-on healing, but she gave me homework to write letters to people like my parents who I have held resentment or anger and not. You know, I thought I forgave them, but I guess I have to go even deeper and forgive some more.
Absolutely. There is another layer underneath the surface that you've not allowed yourself to feel. And as you also let go of control, as you let the angels support this process, as you open yourself up to another level of vulnerability, there will be a sadness that has to come to the surface. You always want to be strong. You always want to have an answer and find your way through everything that is being thrown at you. And there has to be a time now where you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable and weak without judging it. To celebrate your weakness so that out of the weakness a new strength can be born.
Wow.
And so you are asked to cry. You are asked to go deep. You're asked to release out of your cellular memory pain and hurt because of the times where you wanted to be weak, but you couldn't. You weren't allowed to, or you felt you weren't allowed to. You felt you had to be the adult. You felt you had to be the person in charge. And with that came pain and wounds and sorrow. And that now needs to come to the surface to be released and let go of. And for that, you have to accept weakness just as much as you accept strength. It is part of the human experience. Just like there's love and there's fear, human experience is duality. And it is through the duality that you learn everything there is about oneness. So for you to merge further into a oneness consciousness, for you to shift to a new form of existence, it would be helpful for you to allow the diversity within yourself to be there without judgment and to embrace it with love.
Okay. If I clear this energy that I'm holding on to, will the disease leave?
Yes, there's a very good chance that through all the work you're doing on yourself on an emotional level, that it will have a tremendous effect on your healing process too.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that is such a validation. I can't tell you.
Yes.
Oh,
often any form of cancer comes from things that we are holding on to on a deeper level. So be aware that there is something that you're holding on to connected to the area of where the cancer is. And so as you're willing to delve deep into that darkness and bring into the light what has been hidden underneath the surface, you will witness great healing.
Wonderful.
And I shall be right there with you, my dear. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much. Good night.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Okay, Donna, you're on.
Yes, greetings, Saint Germain and all.
Greetings, Donna. How can I be of assistance to you?
Well, as is every radio show, I tune into the show on my drive home from work. And I come into the show late, but it is always worth my while to tune in. Tonight, Spirit has placed me in the call lineup. I had not pressed the key to ask a question, but I do greatly need to present this to you and ask for your guidance. I've been through 20 years of devastating losses, struggles, injustices, loss of a child, betrayed by a spouse, loss of my home in foreclosure, legal forgeries, overwhelming debt, great injustices and corruption in the court system with rulings that were based on lies and perjury. I'm now headed to a trial in January. I am not a litigious person. This is very hard for me to go to a trial, but I'm under court order. I've been doing work on myself. I've been clearing things for 20 years, and yet I'm going through such struggles. Even today, things like I haven't had heat in my 3 years. This will be the third winter. So I had taken my car in, hoping I could get it fixed this year and have heat this year. And I picked it up today because the bill is too great for me to pay for heat. So it's these sort of things that happen pretty much on a daily basis, you know, disappointments like that that I try to rise above, just struggles, just great financial struggles, and great heartbreaking losses. And I'm at a point where I'm reaching hopelessness, and I'm exhausted. I'm just very, very exhausted from hanging
so
in and hanging on.
Let's take a look at the fact that it has been 20 years. In many ways, there is a sacred path of initiation that is reflected through the tarot cards as well. And so when you reach 21 years, you are completing a very sacred cycle. And when you think about the sacredness of your descent into the darkness, and you truly have descended deep into the darkness, then simply know that out of this darkness, an incredible light is being born. And so you almost reached the 21-year mark. That is, in the tarot card deck, the 21st card is the card of the world. It is when you reach out and complete a period of testing, a period of descending into the underworld over and over again to bring forth a new light. Now, you are at a time right now with your 20th year, which could be called the time of judgment. It is very easy for you, because you're so exhausted, to judge everything that has taken place up to this point, and to only witness the failure that seemed to be a recurring theme in your life. But I invite you to look deeper, because when Maud puts her scale up and weighs your feather, your soul, against her feather, then she's looking not at your accomplishments, but she's looking truly at your soul. And you have such a beautiful soul. You've managed through all of this to deepen your connection to spirit and to let spirit work with you and through you regardless of the outer circumstances. You've never given up. You've always continued to reach out over and over again. And that creates a tremendous path of enlightenment that then in turn allows others to follow out of the darkness into the light too. It is for you now to spend the next few months to truly let go of all of that hardship through your inner self and hand it over to no other than the Christ. He went through the crucifixion process, so you don't have to. So now's the time where you can step face to face with your own self and to take from your own self all the heaviness, all the darkness, all the discords, all the wounds. And as you do, hand it to the Christ. And through his love, he will take it and he will merge it back into the light of all that is. And in this process, you will feel how the nails are slowly being taken out of your hands and out of your feet from the cross you've been nailed on for 20 years, so that you can be resurrected and experience a new birth in your own life. But you have to stand face to face with your own self and start pulling all of that discord, all of the pain, all of the memories, the wounds from you, and hand it over to the Christ. Are you willing to do that?
I am, and thank you with all my heart, Saint Germain, because these are the words that I needed to hear, the direction that I needed to hear, to help me take this, what I feel may be my last giant step forward.
It is.
And I can do this to get there as with this.
But remember, you're not doing it alone. But you're not doing it alone. The key is for you to deeply incorporate the Christ with your work. It has nothing to do with religion or anything. It has everything to do with his path being similar to your own path, and he will help you lift the cross off of you.
Okay. I will do this. Thank you so very much.
Blessings to you, my dear. And it is
so.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Catherine?
Hi. Yes. Thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you for taking my call as well. I was calling tonight because I'm seeking a healing both within myself and with two gentlemen from the past regarding work. One's name begins with a B and the other with an R. If you could please give some light and guidance and healing into these situations, I'd greatly appreciate it.
There's going to be not just A and B, there's going to be C. So I invite you to release A and B, and however you want to call them, through love. You've experienced everything you experienced. But because nothing has developed to the extent that it should have developed up to this point, it is out of your own self-respect and out of your own self-love, that you release everything. Remember the journey. There has to be a willingness, like a tree, to let go of all the leaves, and the knowing that only that what is in your highest good will return in the next season of spring. This is a crucial time for you to be willing to release and let go, and to especially let go of the fear that if you release all of this, that then you will end up with nothing. You will never end up with nothing. You will always be provided for. But this is about your relationship with your own self, and it is about you learning to respect and love yourself so fully that there are certain type of relationships that are simply no longer acceptable. Do you understand?
Yes.
So it is about having trust and faith in your divine I Am presence, that even though it might look like you're letting go of everything in your life, you're actually opening up the door for something beautiful and new to come through. That is the time right now for you, a time of purging, time of releasing, a time of honoring your own self. Create a little altar dedicated to you. Put even a little picture of yourself on there. This is not being selfish. Put a beautiful rose on the altar, beautiful white candles, and light the candle in honor of you. You deserve your love first. You deserve your attention. You deserve to allow yourself to sit in front of that altar and pray for your own self. That's what's necessary right now for you to shift and draw to you what is truly in alignment with your heart.
Thank you. We'll say the tears. Thank
you. You're worthy of this love. You have to own it, though. And that you can only do by starting with giving that love to your own self first. I'm counting on you, Catherine. I'm counting on you. I have faith in you that you can let go of what no longer serves you and open up to a beautiful new beginning. Blessings to you. And it is so.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
All right, we're all set. Thank you, Saint Germain.
And so let us now play one more small piece of music, because in the past we noticed, we the members of the Hierarchy of Light noticed an abrupt change and then a goodbye. Let everything, just give it a moment to mellow out. Just pick another small piece and just let it play so everybody can settle before all of you say your farewell. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. And it is so. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. Namaste.
Well, thank you, everybody, for a beautiful radio show. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will be back in a month from now. Thank you, Mark and Mike.
Yeah, incredible show this evening. The music was so powerful.
Yes.
Oh,
oh my God, it was
you.
Amazing.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a safe holiday.
Peace out.
Good night.